listening to episode number 1771 of the Who Cares News for Monday, June 29th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Adio, good neighbor.
How are you? It's Monday morning. We're back it sure at it. Is. We're sitting up. We're taking nourishment. Mm-hmm. We went through all the donuts.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. Happily.
Some random facts for Monday. Johnson & Johnson. You've heard of them, mm-hmm. right? Was founded by three guys named Johnson, not two like the name implies. So it would have been like Johnson and Johnson and Johnson. Johnson. They're all brothers. Robert James and Edward Johnson. And so now I know why they call it. I said Robert,
Robert James and Edward, Johnson. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Now I know why they call it a family company. But if you think about Blazing Saddles, mm-hmm. everybody in Rockridge, their last name was Johnson too. So that's where I kind of thought that came from was like,
oh my
Johnson & Johnson.
Sakes.
I think that's probably what Mel Brooks was thinking. Johnson & Johnson, let's make a whole town named after Johnsons, right?
Daryl. My brother Daryl.
My other brother Daryl. Yeah. Rainbows are actually full circles. You just can't see the bottom half because of the ground. I never knew. Paul McCartney, you've heard of him, right?
Time or three.
He wrote the song Let It Be. Then he sent it to Aretha Franklin. She recorded it, but held the release for too long, and the Beatles just decided to do it themselves. So he bought
Aretha?
For Aretha.
What the heckies?
Yeah, we're going to have to find her version of it. Yeah, it's out there. And a football player named Bobby Singh won a Super Bowl with the St. Louis Rams in 2000, an XFL championship with the LA Extreme in 2001, and a Canadian Football League championship in 2006 with the British Columbia Lions. No other player ever won all three. XFL,
like the
CFL, NFL. Well, you know, how many people played in all three?
FLs.
That's what I got to say.
This
how many
true.
People played in all three leagues?
Right.
I don't know. Doug Flutie, maybe? I'm serious. I mean, he was in the CFL for a while.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Some random facts for today. It is time for the Who Cares News.
Who Cares News?
What's happening?
Well, Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli, they resigned from the Bel Air Country Club.
Oh, did they now?
After the board of directors voted to suspend their membership following their guilty pleas in the college admissions scandal case.
Think of how much money they get to save now in membership dues and greens fees. They don't got to pay now. That's money they can put towards their defense or whatever, their lawyer fees.
Did this just happen after all this time?
Right.
I mean, come on now.
Okay, bad on you, Bel Air Country Club.
Well, I guess they waited to see, guilty until proven innocent and all that stuff.
Yeah. Are you guilty if you confess? I guess you are.
Since they did the whole guilty thing and the court thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they pleaded. So now they're just waiting to go to jail. So I guess they are convicted, aren't they? Okay. All right.
So the board reportedly voted unanimously.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a split decision. It was unanimous to cut those ties with the pair.
Wow.
Former president Michael Gallagher,
he
criticized the club's decision to allow them to stay in the club. He wrote that BACC is a club of gentlemen and gentlewomen. Gentlemen are not felons, and felons in turn are not gentlemen.
Wow.
You cannot be a member in good standing and guilty of a felon at the same time.
Wow. That's interesting. I would not think that a country I don't play golf. So I don't know. I'm not a member of a country club.
Well, you have to do lunches and dinners and stuff too.
Right.
Yeah, here's the key thing about this.
Yeah, what?
It's just a suspension.
Oh, is it really?
They're not ousted. They're suspended.
Till when?
Well, we hear that the suspension will be lifted once they serve their prison sentences.
Which is nothing.
Does
that
include parole?
I don't know.
Can a gentleman or gentlewoman be on parole?
You know, I don't know, because now I'm wondering. So Massimo and Aunt Becky end up going to the country club after they've served their time, after they've served their hard time. And who's going to welcome them there?
I can just see it now. Oh, Mossy, sit down and have a cigar and tell me all about
it. Who's going to be their caddy?
Hey, guess who had a birthday party over the weekend?
Who?
Aw, Coco did too.
Oh, man.
Khloe Kardashian had
a
birthday.
Should we be having birthday parties?
No.
Seriously. My birthday was Friday. We had takeout. So they had a party, which they probably shouldn't have done.
Well, the family gave her a big old bash.
You know what? It's like we're getting ready to close stuff up again here in California. And we can blame it on the Kardashians.
Tristan Thompson was there.
See, now that was unnecessary.
Tristan is known to get around.
That's why they're not together anymore. See, that's the thing.
I know.
Right?
Right.
Should you let him come over and hang out at the birthday party? Because, you know, he gets around. Well, and he's bored these days because there's no basketball.
That's true. Yeah. So he's probably very busy.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, sure, there was a cake and a Chloe-shaped pillow.
A Chloe-shaped pillow? Oh,
sure,
my God.
That's, you know, at every party.
Okay.
But the piece de resistance
was
a 3-story inflatable slide that had Chloe's head painted on the top.
No.
Because rich people are just like us.
Are you kidding me?
Those pictures are online, and how scary do you think it was for True to see her mom's face that
big?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. Yeah. Your mom's face, or even the other kids. Oh, there's Auntie Coco. Oh, my God. I don't want to climb to the top of that slide. Oh, maybe I will.
I'm not going to climb up 3 stories to slide down.
Kids do it all the time.
I know.
I mean, these inflatable slides, they love that stuff.
3 stories.
But, you know, now I'm starting to think, you know, inflatable slide, you're talking about germ. Was the slide, you know, like, you know, washed down before it was brought out to the wherever they had the party and all of that.
And washed down after every group of people going down.
Right. Like at Target and the pin pad. They're great. They spray the pin pad, they wipe it down between each customer.
How sweet.
Well, yeah. Perfect.
And responsible.
And the new normal. So there you go. Birthday parties, a
new
thing of the
Normans.
Past. A thing of the past. You can have a Zoom party. It's no big deal. And certainly there's no room in the world for a 3-story custom inflatable unless it's Halle Berry.
It had to come in. Oh, that's what I can find. I might have this custom made for your. I have a year to get it done. A Halle Berry shaped pillow.
Oh.
You wouldn't
I should
want a
leave
Chloe,
that.
Chloe-shaped pillow.
No, I don't
whatever.
Want a Chloe-shaped pillow.
But a Halle-shaped pillow.
Yeah, I should leave that alone. I should just leave that alone.
You need to leave it alone. Leave it. Step
just
away.
Leave it alone. Okay.
You can spend your day with that thought.
Oh, my God. All right. We're out of here. Back tomorrow.
Wipe the drool from your face.
With more frivolity. See you tomorrow, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.